Dough or Donut, There Is No Rye. Written by Edge of Night and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars prequel trilogy fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Obi-Wan Kenobi / Anakin Skywalker. Summary. Obi-Wan stops in a local bakery on his way to work for some fresh baked bread and walks out in love with a very talented baker. Obi-Wan passed many, many storefronts on his path to his new job, but none were so enchanting or delectable as the bakery 2 blocks from his office building. The wide display window of Rise and Shine took up 90% of the store's front, and good thing, too, because they needed the space to show off the dozens of delicious items they baked fresh daily. Baguettes, bagels, focaccia, and loaves of sourdough, brioche, rye, wheat, and multigrains were arranged pleasingly on display shelves, next to containers of jams and spread sitting off to the side. The icing on the cake was the anthropomorphic slice of bread giving a thumbs up painted in the center of the glass. It always made Obi-Wan smile. Each morning as he passed, the window was full, and more than half of the items were gone by evening. The place was always bustling, too, with lines sometimes out the door. And when the door was open, he could inhale the amazing scent of fresh-baked bread as he walked by. He had been working nearby for 2 weeks, and just barely making it on time, so he hadn't yet had a chance to stop. Otherwise, he would have stood in line with everyone else every day. This particular morning, he left his apartment early with the intent to stop by on the way to work. He would finally make it happen. The winter morning was brisk and cold, but as he opened the door, the heat of the shop hit him, warming him instantly. Behind the counter was an older woman with graying brown hair, pulled into a bun at her nape, and a younger girl with blue hair with streaks of white. They bustled around behind the counter, filling orders with a smile, moving customers through quickly and efficiently. The inventory from the window and the glass case next to the counter dwindled just while Obi-Wan waited. He was still 4 people back when a 3rd worker came out from the back room carrying a large tray of baguettes and headed for the window. It was a younger man, tall with wavy, golden brown hair and a scar which bisected his right eyebrow and ended on his cheek. He wore a serious expression, almost a scowl really, which contrasted hilariously with the white t-shirt he wore, which showed off his biceps unfairly. The front was covered by a cream-colored apron, but on the back was a cartoonish loaf of bread with a happy face and the phrase, "Have a loafly day." Obi-Wan chuckled to himself. He really appreciated their dedication to puns. But mostly, he couldn't tear his eyes away from the beautiful baker. Was he crazy to be smitten already? Probably yes. His phone buzzed in his pocket, which distracted him, so he stopped staring for a second at least. It was nearly his turn to order. "What would you like?" Obi-Wan startled when he realized it was indeed his turn, and the younger girl was finally addressing him. He looked up to find her watching him. "Oh, very sorry. I guess I should have been ready." He caught his gaze over to the man who was still stalking the window, then back to the girl. It was not lost on her, and she grinned slightly. "A blueberry muffin and a baguette?" He nodded toward the window. At least he knew it was the freshest thing the bakery had to offer. "Anakin, a baguette," the young girl called the younger man. Anakin. Somehow the name suited him. The man walked over, slipping the bread into a paper sleeve, then laid it on the counter with a grunt. The young girl chuckled. "Thanks, Anakin." Obi-Wan sensed there was some kind of inside joke going on that he wasn't privy to, but he was too busy watching the man, who was even more handsome up close, to care. "That it?" the girl asked. Obi-Wan turned back to her and found her still watching him with a smile. "Oh, yes," he replied. "That'll be $375. Obi-Wan got out his wallet and hoped he had cash. He didn't expect it to be so cheap. "His name is Anakin," she added. He looked up, confused. Of course, he knew that already. She had called him the name twice as he stood there. Obi-Wan was just confused why she was telling him. "He's 24 years old, an amazing baker, and an owner of the shop here with his mom." Obi-Wan handed her a $5 bill. Well, good for him. The man was 16 years younger than he was, so that was that. "My name is Ahsoka, and I'm pretty much his best friend," she continued to chatter as she finished the transaction. "Like, anything you want to know about him, I could tell you. Even things you don't think of, like how he's single and really loves Snips." Anakin had appeared next to Ahsoka behind the counter, his hands on his hips. Obi-Wan couldn't help but smile to himself. The boy was pretty when he was angry, too. Ahsoka giggled as she handed Obi-Wan back his change. Anakin spared a glance for Obi-Wan, then walked away, disappearing back into what was presumably the kitchen. The brief eye contact was enough to see his eyes were a steely blue. It was enough. "Anyways, like I was saying," Ahsoka said, as she bagged up Obi-Wan's muffin. "He basically works here every day. Like, he's always here. And we close daily at 2. Obi-Wan narrowed his eyes, wondering why she was telling him all this. Surely she couldn't be suggesting what he thought she was suggesting. "Well, I don't work far from here. I'm sure I'll be back." Why did he even say that? Ahsoka grinned. "Be sure you do. Everything is baked fresh daily, and we have so much different stuff, so you have to try it all." For some reason, he just couldn't show his face for at least another week. He only bought bread. He hadn't asked for Anakin's name or his number or anything else about him. Nothing so embarrassing that should keep Obi-Wan away. Ahsoka had volunteered all that other information about him quite freely. However, Obi-Wan was a bit abashed that any sort of interest had been so clear on his face. Why else would she have mentioned it? Anyway, he was merely looking. He could appreciate a pretty face and still never see it again. But he couldn't stay away forever. The next time he stopped in, he was on a lunch break. The baguette had been so wonderfully fresh, he was hoping they'd have more for his dinner that evening. But coming in so late, he knew he was taking a risk in them being all gone. "It's the baguette guy," Ahsoka shouted, as Obi-Wan stepped inside. He froze just 3 steps inside the door. Luckily, and surprisingly, they were alone. The older woman stepped out of the kitchen, but there was no sign of Anakin. "But baguette guy? Really?" "I've only bought a baguette once," he said out loud. "You're here to buy another one, though," Ahsoka grinned. "I can tell." Obi-Wan shook his head as he walked further in. "How could you possibly know that? How do you know that I'm not here for one of those amazing-looking sun-dried tomato focaccia?" He did like her already regardless. "I just know." She said it so confidently, Obi-Wan couldn't help but laugh. "Okay, well, yes, if you must know," he replied. "It was so delicious. I had to have one for the meal I was cooking tonight." The older woman stopped what she was doing just to listen to their conversation. She looked kind and pleasant. Based on what Ahsoka said, she could only be Anakin's mother. And while he did favor her, their dispositions seemed nothing alike. "This is Anakin's mom," Ahsoka said, as she went to get Obi-Wan's bread. He turned to her and smiled. "Well, hello there. I'm Shmi, the owner." She walked over and held out her hand, which Obi-Wan gladly took. "I'm Obi-Wan," he replied. "This is a fantastic place you have here. Are you new to the area? I don't recall ever seeing your face, and I remember everyone." Her tone didn't sound threatening, but Obi-Wan felt heat under his collar anyway. Was he being watched? He was, after all, already the baguette guy. "Ah, well, yes, technically," he explained. "I've lived in the area for a while, but I only recently got a new job close by, which put me in your path." "In Anakin's path," Ahsoka added. Obi-Wan had almost forgotten she was even there. She'd slipped away, then gone quiet. Shmi smiled to herself, which was interesting. Their attention was diverted when the door opened and more people came inside. Ahsoka jumped to the register, where she rang up Obi-Wan again. "That's $450. She had grabbed a focaccia, too, even though Obi-Wan had been joking about it. Well, he'd take it. Support local family businesses and all that. Plus, it did look delicious. He dug out his money once again, and the whole experience was over. And not an Anakin in sight. He found himself slightly disappointed. "Lovely to meet you, ma'am," Obi-Wan said, before turning to head out. "Please call me Shmi," she said. He left the two of them standing there grinning, and he was still just as confused as ever. The weekend rolled around, and Obi-Wan decided he wanted some fresh brioche to make French toast with. Just for himself, no special reason except it sounded good. At least, that's what he told himself. It wasn't just an excuse to visit the bakery again, and maybe catch a glimpse of Anakin. It was early, but they were very busy, which he should have guessed, especially with it being a weekend, but it was all right that he was last in line, right up against the door, because it afforded him a lovely view of Anakin behind the counter making bread. He was delighted to actually finally see a master at work. The long marble counter between the window and register, that was usually covered with more bread, was now a mess of flour and lumps of dough. Anakin was kneading one large lump, and it was hypnotizing. The muscles in his arms flexed beautifully as he worked the dough back and forth. Obi-Wan stood staring, even when the line moved, and the woman behind him had to point it out. Anakin then looked up and actually grinned, and Obi-Wan felt so caught, yet he still couldn't look away. Anakin's cheeks were flushed from the heat of the shop, and there was a streak of flour along his jaw and another in the curls that fell across his forehead. Obi-Wan wanted to clean it. Damn, he had it bad. Obi-Wan stepped forward quickly to lessen the gap he'd created in the line. He tried not to stare anymore, but it was really difficult. Not only did he just want to look at Anakin, he was interested in the process as well. It only helped that Anakin was so handsome. "Baguette guy," Ahsoka called, when Obi-Wan stepped to the counter. He chuckled. "I guess that's my name now, is it?" "Those are the rules," she smiled. "You are what you eat. Hey, how'd you like that focaccia?" "It was amazing, actually." "That's Sky Guy's own recipe." She looked very pleased. "Sky Guy?" Obi-Wan looked to Anakin for an explanation. She hooked her thumb in Anakin's direction. "Sky Guy is Skywalker over here." "Skywalker?" Anakin finally looked up. "That's me." Somehow, in the short time since he last looked, Anakin had gotten more flour on his face. "Did you know you've got..." Obi-Wan gestured at his own face. "A bit of flour just there." Anakin's gloved hand flew up to his face, rubbing at his jaw, but on the wrong side. "No, the other side. There, no." Obi-Wan tried to help, but it wasn't working well. Ahsoka seemed to be enjoying the whole pantomime. "Ahsoka, help a bestie out here," Anakin finally whined. She laughed with a little roll of her eyes, then licked her thumb and rubbed it on his jaw. "Ew, Snips," he pulled back. "Don't put your spit on me." Ahsoka smirked. "I bet you wouldn't say that to Obi-Wan." Then something interesting happened. Anakin blushed. "Anyway, what can I get for you?" Ahsoka turned her attention back to a stunned Obi-Wan. "Oh, right, yes, the reason for my visit," he said. "Still have any brioche?" "You're in luck," Anakin said as he went to the window. "Last loaf." "Wonderful. You better use some of this to make French toast," Ahsoka added. "I'm telling you, best stuff you'll ever have in your life, unless you somehow manage to screw it up." Obi-Wan chuckled as he once again got out his wallet. "Well, I certainly hope not, but that's good to hear because that was my intention, going home to make it right now." Ahsoka smiled and clapped her hands. "Excellent." She started to ring Obi-Wan up, and Anakin got back to kneading. A few seconds went by, and she spoke again. "You know, Anakin lives upstairs over the shop." "Snips!" Anakin stopped and glared at her. Obi-Wan tried hard to suppress a snort of laughter. "What, you do?" she cried. "Yeah, but you don't have to tell strangers where I live." Then he looked at Obi-Wan. "No offense." Obi-Wan shook his head. "None taken, I assure you." "This isn't a stranger, it's Obi-Wan, baguette guy," Ahsoka cried. It was odd how comfortable he felt in their presence, almost like he'd known them for years, and not just a couple of weeks. He was already very fond of them. "Anyway, that'll be $3.75. And Anakin loves French toast," she added in a stage whisper as she leaned over the counter. Obi-Wan's thoughts immediately, unhelpfully, drifted to serving Anakin breakfast in bed. The thought shocked him. Well, at least he didn't say it out loud, and they couldn't read his thoughts. Well, thanks, he replied, otherwise not knowing what to say. He paid and left, an idea forming in his head. Several more days passed before Obi-Wan visited again. Ahsoka and Anakin both had acted strangely, and Obi-Wan himself needed more time to not think about serving Anakin breakfast in bed. He felt like putting distance between himself and the younger man would maybe help. It didn't. At least Shmi was working the next time he went in. "Hello, Obi-Wan," she smiled politely. "Shmi," he said, just barely foregoing calling her Ms. Skywalker. "Lovely to see you. Is Ahsoka off today?" He could play it cool and not ask about Anakin. "Oh, she and Anakin are in the kitchen laminating." "Laminating?" "It's what gives the croissants their flaky layers," Shmi smiled. "Ahsoka is something of an apprentice to my son." "Ah. Would you like to see?" He very much would. "Let me just..." He pulled out his phone and quickly texted his boss. He could be a little late to work one day, especially if it involved watching Anakin bake. "Okay, yes, I'd love to." Shmi waved her arm to get Obi-Wan to follow her into the kitchen.
"Obi-Wan!"
"Baguette guy!" Ahsoka and Anakin said in unison as they walked inside. The two younger workers stood around a large metal table standing in the center of a decent-sized kitchen. Tall carts with racks of baked goods sat against the far wall, and the smell was even more mouthwatering and potent in the hub where all the magic happened. The heat of the ovens warmed the kitchen so thoroughly, he found himself no longer needing his coat and scarf either. Both Anakin and Ahsoka were wearing aprons and their Loafly Day t-shirts, and they were both surprisingly mostly flour-free, all things considered. A rectangle of dough sat on the table in front of Anakin, and he held a rolling pin, like they had walked in and caught him mid-roll. "Good morning," Obi-Wan said with a small wave. "Hello," Anakin said, then turned back to his task quickly, almost as if he was avoiding Obi-Wan's gaze. "You get to see us in action," Ahsoka smiled. Well, at least one of them seemed happy to have Obi-Wan there. "He asked what laminating was, so I brought him here to see," Shmi said, as she headed back out front. "It doesn't hurt to show him." Anakin got back to his rolling, and Ahsoka grinned as she waved Obi-Wan over. "So you see, Anakin put a large slab of butter in there, then folded the dough over it, then rolled it again," she explained, as Anakin did just that. "You do this numerous times, turning the dough and folding it and chilling it, and you're incorporating the butter each time, and that's what gives the croissants their many buttery layers." "Ah," Obi-Wan nodded. "I never knew that's how they did that. I never looked it up." He never had any need to. Ahsoka seemed more than happy to share her knowledge. "You were meant to find us so we could tell you," Ahsoka said, as she folded the edges of her own rectangle of dough. Obi-Wan thought the sentiment was sweet. "Did you like the brioche?" Anakin asked, not looking away from his task. How did they all remember everything he bought? "Oh yes, it made a wonderful French toast, just like you said, Ahsoka." He smiled at the girl. "I'm always right," she said. Well, she was certainly confident. "Just like how I'm right about you and Snips! Anakin shouted suddenly, startling them both. "I hear Mom calling for you." She furrowed her brow. "I didn't..." She paused and her expression changed immediately into one of smugness. "Oh yes, I see." Anakin narrowed his eyes. "You see nothing. Now don't keep her waiting." "Whatever you say, Sky Guy, I'll leave you and Obi-Wan alone," she said very pointedly. "Oh. Well?" Ahsoka practically skipped out of the kitchen, leaving them very alone. They both started their next sentence at the same time, then laughed at their gaffe. "Apologies, you first," Obi-Wan said, as he rubbed a hand across the back of his neck. "No, actually, you first," Anakin said, as he put down the rolling pin and leaned against the table. "What were you going to ask?" "Oh," he chuckled weakly. "It's not important." Anakin arched an eyebrow. "I'm sure that's not true. What were you going to ask?" Of course it was important. Obi-Wan had finally worked up the nerve to ask him out, then it was gone in an instant. He still couldn't really be sure Anakin would be interested, but Ahsoka had dropped so many hints by now, he surely would be daft not to pick them up. "Well," Obi-Wan stammered, He hated being so tongue-tied. It was so unlike him. I was just... well, I was just wondering if you'd... Yes, Anakin said quickly, interrupting his train of thought. Obi-Wan laughed. You don't even know what I wanted to ask. His eyes tracked Anakin as he came around the table to where Obi-Wan stood, wiping his hands on his apron as he went. Anakin stopped 3 feet in front of him and leaned against the table. He was so seemingly effortlessly handsome, even with flour on his face. Then, if I'm so mistaken, ask what you wanted to ask. Anakin folded his arms across his chest and looked at Obi-Wan challengingly. There was nothing for it. Would you like to go out to dinner sometime? Anakin grinned a grin that only the Cheshire Cat could rival. Like I said, yes. Obi-Wan smiled, but then both of them were startled quickly when Ahsoka and Shmi flew into the room. Finally, Ahsoka sighed with a very dramatic eye roll. Shmi stood behind her smiling. Can't I have one moment alone? Anakin huffed as he threw up his hands. Obi-Wan smiled as he looked between the two of them. There was so much affection there, there was no mistaking it. You can have a whole night alone, Ahsoka said, as she waggled her eyebrows and elbowed Anakin in the side. With Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan sputtered, then tried to pass it off as clearing his throat. Even Shmi, thankfully, laughed. Well then, Obi-Wan said, as he began to put his scarf back on. Can I come pick you up at, say, 7 p.m.? I know where you live. He hoped Anakin remembered Ahsoka telling him. Anakin reached out and helped rearrange Obi-Wan's scarf, which surprised him. Yes, you can, he smiled, smoothing down the knitted wool. Obi-Wan reached up and wiped away a bit of flour from Anakin's chin. He could really get lost in those dark blue eyes if he let himself. Did you two already forget we were in here? Ahsoka asked. In truth, Obi-Wan had forgotten. Why are you still in here? Aren't there customers or something? Anakin waved his hands dismissively. Even Shmi chuckled as she and Ahsoka left the kitchen, leaving the two men alone again. So, Obi-Wan started with a small grin. How long? How long? How long have you been sitting on yes? Obi-Wan asked. Anakin sighed. Since the first time I saw you. Obi-Wan raised his eyebrows in surprise. When I came in for the baguette? No, the first time I saw you, Anakin said, as he took a step closer. He reached out and grabbed the lapels of Obi-Wan's coat, rubbing his fingers along the heavy wool. I guess you were on your way to work, but you stopped, just for a minute. You stood there and just stared at the window, like you were enchanted by whatever you saw. Anakin chuckled. Obi-Wan thought back to when that could have been. Most days he glanced in when he couldn't come in. He rarely had time to stop except... Anakin, that was the very first day I came by the shop. Anakin just grinned and finally looked up at him. That's been weeks. Anakin shrugged a single shoulder. You didn't stop. Then suddenly you did. Oh, Anakin, he said, shaking his head. Anyway, I'd very much like to kiss you now. Anakin grinned. Obi-Wan felt his heart thumping in his chest. Before our first date? Before our first date, Anakin said, as he tugged on Obi-Wan's coat, pulling him closer. There wasn't a single universe where he could have refused. Their lips met in a tender kiss as Obi-Wan slipped his arms around Anakin's waist. It was even better than he imagined, and he had imagined it quite a bit. He very much looked forward to more in the near future. When they broke apart, Anakin started to laugh as he brushed at Obi-Wan's torso. Oops. Obi-Wan looked down and found flour dusting his entire coat front from where he pulled Anakin close. I can't really walk into work like this. They'll be able to guess immediately why I'm late. Don't go in at all, Anakin said, as he continued to brush down Obi-Wan's coat. Stay here and let us teach you how to make some bread. Obi-Wan wasn't sure it was a good idea where his job was concerned, but he was otherwise most definitely interested. Well, what could one day hurt? I guess that sounds loafly to me, Obi-Wan winked. Anakin groaned as he dropped his head back. Don't make me rethink this day already. Obi-Wan chuckled as he began to remove his coat and scarf once again. I thought you'd like that. Anakin walked across the room and found another apron, then came back to tie it on Obi-Wan. His cheeks were tinged pink, But whether it was from a blush or the heat of the kitchen, Obi-Wan couldn't be sure. Okay, fine, I loved it. He smiled as he tied the string around Obi-Wan's waist. Obi-Wan couldn't stop smiling. This day was going nothing like he expected and was oh so much better. Okay, well, get those cute buns over here and let's make loaf, Anakin said, as he made his way back to his side of the table. Obi-Wan was sure he loved him already. The end.